Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved. Welcome to another beautiful edition of Winning Everyday Devotional. I pray that today brings you fresh grace, divine direction, and supernatural strength in Jesus' name. Today's topic is a heart fully devoted to God, and our Bible text is from 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9, which says, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." Years ago, I read a remarkable true story about the famous missionary David Livingstone. After years of serving in Africa under difficult conditions, someone asked him what sacrifice he had made for God. Livingstone responded by saying that he had never made a sacrifice. He explained that everything he gave up was insignificant compared to the privilege of serving Christ. What a statement! His life reflected complete devotion to God. He was not serving God for comfort, applause, or recognition. He simply loved God and wanted to fulfill His purpose. That kind of devotion is what God desires from every believer. That kind of devotion is what God desires from every believer. In our Bible text today, God declares that His eyes are searching throughout the earth for people whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Imagine that. The Creator of heaven and earth is actively looking for devoted hearts so He can strengthen them. Could God count on your heart today? Could He trust your obedience even when it is inconvenient? Could He trust your loyalty when no one is watching? My friend, be encouraged. God is not looking for perfection. He is looking for devotion. He is not searching for the most talented person, the richest person, or the most educated person. He is searching for hearts that belong completely to Him. When God found such a heart in David, He described him as a man after God's own heart. Acts 13 verse 22. David was not flawless, but he passionately pursued God. Whenever he failed, he returned quickly to God in repentance and worship. A devoted heart seeks God consistently. A devoted heart trusts God completely. A devoted heart obeys God willingly. A devoted heart loves God above all else. Jesus emphasized this when he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." Matthew 22 verse 37. Notice the word all, not part of your heart, not weekend devotion, not occasional commitment, all your heart. Let me ask you, what currently occupies the largest space in your heart? What receives your greatest attention? What are you pursuing more passionately than your relationship with God? These are important questions because whatever dominates our hearts ultimately directs our lives. But here is a word of encouragement for someone listening today. If you genuinely desire God, He is ready to draw near to you. The Bible says, "Draw near to God and He will draw near to you." James 4 verse 8. Perhaps your devotion has grown cold. Perhaps life's pressures, disappointments, or distractions have pulled you away from God. The good news is that God welcomes returning hearts. His arms remain open. Today can be a fresh beginning. Today can be a day of renewed passion. Today can be a day of complete surrender. Remember the words of Jesus in John chapter 15 verse 5. "Apart from me, you can do nothing." The greatest success in life is not merely achieving goals. It is walking closely with God every day. Someone is listening to me right now. I prophesy over your life. As from today, your heart will hunger for God like never before in Jesus' name. Every distraction competing for your devotion is losing its hold over your life. The fire of prayer, worship, and fellowship with God is being rekindled in your spirit. You will not drift away from God's purpose for your life in Jesus' name. Divine strength will locate you because your heart is set on God. The Lord will guide your decisions and establish your steps. Your relationship with God will grow deeper, stronger, and more intimate. You will finish this season stronger than you began it in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and honestly ask yourself, is God truly first in my life? What distractions are competing for my devotion? What practical step can I take today to grow closer to God? Am I pursuing God's presence as passionately as I pursue other goals? Actions for the day. Set aside at least 15 uninterrupted minutes today to spend with God in prayer, worship, and Bible meditation. Give Him your undivided attention. Let today be a day of renewed commitment. Beloved, never underestimate what God can do through a fully devoted heart. One devoted Noah preserved a generation. One devoted Esther saved a nation. One devoted Paul transformed the early church. One devoted heart can make an eternal difference. Your devotion matters. Your obedience matters. Your walk with God matters. Keep pursuing Him. In conclusion, God is not searching for people with perfect resumes. He is searching for people with surrendered hearts. When your heart is fully devoted to Him, He promises to strengthen you, guide you, protect you, and use you for His glory. May your life become a testimony of wholehearted devotion to God. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this with me. Today, my heart belongs completely to God. I love Him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I choose obedience over compromise, faith over fear, and God's will over my own desires. The Holy Spirit helps me to remain faithful and devoted. My life will bring glory to God. I walk in divine strength, divine favor, and divine purpose today. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for your love and faithfulness. Today, we surrender our hearts afresh to you. Remove every distraction and every competing affection. Help us to love you wholeheartedly and walk faithfully before you. Strengthen every listener today. Guide their steps. Bless the work of their hands. Protect them and their families. And let your favor surround them throughout this day. May our hearts remain fully devoted to you. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's Winning Everyday Devotional. If this message has blessed you, please share it with your family, friends, and loved ones. Someone's heart may be renewed through this word today. Have a blessed and victorious day. Keep winning, keep believing, and keep walking with God.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.